LocMed Veterans, how may I help you?
Yes, hi there, good morning. My name is Jan with Local Splash. You guys do residential and commercial work for services?
Yes, we do, sir. However, we're currently not available at this time.
Oh, are you not taking on close for the season?
Not close for the season, just currently or text when on winter break for Christmas.
Oh, gotcha,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes,
oh, no worries, sir. That's okay. I just want to ask, actually. Oh, sorry. Is this the owner of Locksmith Veterans I'm speaking to?
Yes, sir. This is.
Okay, thank you. Well, just to be brief, sir, the reason for my phone call is right now we're calling through the area. You're servicing Woodstock, right?
Yes, mainly? Sir, I am.
Oh, okay. So the reason for my call is we're currently filling in a position for locksmiths in the area, but these are for companies or businesses that are ready to take on work coming next year, say January, February, going onwards. So if you're currently on winter break or Christmas break, are you still able to take on work by that time?
By January, yes, sir.
Okay, so that's actually what we wanted to talk to you about, because that position that we're filling in is on the map section of Google, and I noticed that for Locksmith Veterans, you guys have a page under Home Advisor along with your website there. So are you still working with Home Advisor nowadays?
Yes, sir, we are.
Nice, okay. Well, are you still getting all the jobs you needed from them before you guys took your break?
Yes, sir. They actually been pretty fruitful. You know, there's a few things here and there that I'm not particularly happy about, but overall, they're providing good service.
Nice, okay. Well, that's actually what we love to hear, right? Because if you're still working with Home Advisor and you're happy with so far with what they're providing you, then you'll do great with Google, because calls will come in directly to you, and I'm pretty sure that you would rather receive phone calls from leads or clients that are ready to hire you for your services and make it profitable instead of random phone calls, right? You'd want that more for your business?
That's right.
Okay. So this position that we're filling in that would be ready for next year is an exclusive listing, so that means that once we find someone to fill that position today, then we would then have to close it out and not work with anybody else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. I'm tracking
okay.
So far.
Okay, great. Well, for Locksmith Veterans, how long have you guys been in the business for?
So the business officially opened December 1st, but I've been in the business for a little bit over 2 years.
Oh, okay. So December 1st. So this is just this December, 2022?
I'm sorry. Say again. I couldn't hear you too well.
Oh, sorry. You mean that the business is just recently new, like just this month? Or are we talking about last?
Yes, sir. I went independent myself.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations. Not an easy feat, especially nowadays. So it's a good thing. Perfect. Well, you say that you're going solo, so you don't have a crew or a business partner, I take it.
I don't have a business partner, but I do have an employee.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, right now, how far are you traveling for work?
I mean, I'm a mobile service, so I provide service up to no more than 40 miles from
no more than 40 miles.
30363 zip code.
I'm sorry, which zip code?
No more than 40 miles in 30363.
30363. Okay, I'll take note of that. No worries, we may be able to check that out for you. But right now, would you rather be found by more residential type of clients or more of commercial clients come next year? Which ones do you prefer? Or it doesn't matter as long as it's profitable.
Honestly, right now, I'm getting plenty of residential business from Angie's Leads and Craft Jack, but I'm actually wanting to focus more on automobiles. So auto locksmithing is my priority.
Okay.
And for me, I'm currently using Service Direct based out of Austin, Texas. And right now, they've been giving me good business. I've purchased about $700 in leads, And I've gotten about 350% return of investment. So I'm sitting about almost 3,000 return on investment. So it's they're providing me perhaps the best package so far. Okay. However, the way they do it is they mix commercial, residential, and automobiles. But like I said, I'm looking for something that's gonna just service more vehicles.
More of the
and not just locking, it's more just like key making. That's what I'm all keys lost and spare keys. That's my primary focus.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, sir. Oh, my. Sorry, my name again is Jan. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Jan.
Sorry, Yuren.
Jan, J-E-A-N.
Oh, J-E-A-N, Jan. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, Jan, let me ask you this, right? If we can provide you a service that you would be found by specific type of clients you want to be found for, and the pricing for a service is fair, would you be willing to move forward with this today?
Today, not really, because I do have to speak to my wife about it. So, you know, I don't need to make decisions on my own.
gotcha. Okay, well.
Make me an offer, and I'm willing to consider it, because come January, I am looking to, you know, get some better marketing out there. Just I've been wanting to kind of stay off of Google, because I hear it can, you know, be pretty dangerous. It can get pricey really quick.
And, oh, what do you mean?
Not doing all that great as a return of investment. So I kind of been warned, you know, get my feet wet first before I go to Google, because the trend seems to be create a website and go immediately into Google. And I've been told that's the best idea for locksmithing. So
actually, sir, let me shed some light on that subject, right? Because we are a Google Premier partner, right? So ideally, if you have a business, a website, or any information of any sort online, then that means that you are already on Google. So when you do a quick search for locksmiths, right? So say, for example, if you want to be found just for your area there in Woodstock, right? The locksmiths that are available there would be Kimi Locksmiths, and then we have BNP, Mike the Locksmith, and Locksmith 247. Are you familiar with those guys in your area?
Half of them.
Okay, so the good thing about being on Google is 90% of the revenue does go to the businesses that are on there, on the first page, on the map section, compared to the ones on the multiple pages. Because you have to understand also that there are a lot of businesses out there that does what you do. So the competitive advantage that we're trying to do here is to get you more exposure, just like the ones that are currently on there. Because not everyone can be on the map section, right? So, and this is our specific search results. So our goal there is for you to be found by people that are ready to hire you for your services. So not just any random phone calls, which is why I asked you earlier, would you want to be found or would you like to take phone calls for, you know, people that are really looking to work with you instead of just random queries, right? So that's actually the type of value that we want to bring. Now, if you have a website, then that's actually already going to be a good exposure, because all we really need to do is for you to be found, and that's where our expertise lies. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I do have a couple of concerns and a couple of questions of my own.
Okay, well, here's what I would suggest, Jan. If you like what you hear with the details and as well as the pricing, then I would recommend that you take a moment to hear out our pricing director about that. So in that way, if you have a lot of questions, then we want to make sure that we answer them for you. But right now you said that you'd like to talk to your wife about this. If I may ask, if the services that we offer is something that would be healthy for your business, is that something that you can make an exception on deciding right now, or would you really need to talk to your wife about it?
I really need to talk to my wife about it, because I'm not trying to get a divorce over.
Okay. I hear you. Well, when would be the best time to speak to you about this? Say, for example, like your wife will also be available. So just to make sure that if you have questions on the spot, then we'd like to answer that for you right away. When would be the best time?
So I would like to ask you a few of the questions that I have right now before I even bring it up to her. Here's a little bit of background. So we are, right now we're using three separate lead generation services. Right now I'm getting about, I want to say 15% of my business is coming from prior clientele, from when I was, you know, not independent. And then I'm also getting business right now from Service Direct. Like I said, they're my primary, you know, lead service right now. Angie's List I ended up getting it about 2 weeks ago. And so far I've broke even from the initial investment.
Right.
But there's a few things about them I don't particularly like. Their leads are very expensive and they're not always quality leads, but they do provide a lot of opportunity, which kind of still makes it profitable.
Gotcha.
CrossTrack is my third generation lead generation service. They are perhaps the least one that sends me business, but they are extremely cheap. So they were very cheap to get into and very cheap to maintain. And I've gotten about 700% return of investment from them because they're so cheap.
Nice.
Although they send me business maybe 2-3 clients a week, but those two, three clients a week, you know, they just provide me such a high money making opportunity that I keep them around. But I am looking for the following when it comes to marketing. I'm looking at invest in a nice marketing package that can put my name out there exclusively. So when people type in, you know, Lostness, near me or whatever, I haven't really thought about what they're going to search. My actual name, my actual company name shows up as a Google ad, you know, the first thing they see. And then I want to be able to have the ability to dispute the lead in case it's like a service I don't provide or a specific type of vehicle situation that we just don't provide. Because here's the thing I don't like about these other three companies is whatever they send me, I'm stuck with. So if it's not a quality lead, I still have to pay them. And like I said, right now I'm still at the profiting margin, but I also don't like losing money unnecessarily. You know, so I want to be able to dispute. And so far, the reason why I've stayed away from Google advertising is because I've been told that it's at least the prior agents I've talked to from Google optimization teams or stuff like that, has been it's a pay-per-click service. So I don't want a pay-per-click service because we have millions of people out here. So although a lead may cost me 5 cents, a click may cost me 5 cents, but when you have 10 million people in the area, it could get pricey real quick. So I want something that is not just going to be putting in my leads every day. I don't want to go minus $50 and not get a good quality lead. You know, I want some good marketing, and that's what I'm fixing to go look for as soon as my vacation is over. It's what I'm looking to go back to right now. It's find a good marketing because now I've paid quite a bit of money on these, you know, on Angie's Leads and Service Direct, and I just don't want to keep on dumping money on marketing and be on the same boat.
Exactly.
I want to stay busy.
I agree with you, right? Well, that's actually a good thing you mentioned all that, so that actually gives us more details of how you want your business exposed come 2023. And exclusivity is what we highly value, right? Because we actually hear that a lot with some of our clients before, with some of the business directories, right? So, and our goal is to make sure that all of the leads that you'll be getting or all the clients that will be contacting you, you won't have to share it with any of your competitors in the area. That's why exclusivity is the main thing for us as well. So apart from the cost, right, it's really the availability and the exclusivity of the service that we have right now. So as for the experience that you've had with those three lead generation companies, we have some several services for Google that might be in fit for what you need. So I would highly recommend that later on, once you talk to your wife about this, we can give you a phone call. I will inform our regional pricing director that works on the Georgia area. So in that way, later on, if you do decide once a spot and you hear out all the details on how we're going to accomplish everything that you just mentioned, then we can just go from there. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good.
Okay, because one of the things that we're also trying to run right now is that we have a Christmas promo that we're trying to run, right? So that means that if you're looking to lock in with the pricing before the end of the year and you want all of those accomplished by 2023, early next year, then this is actually the best time to do it. So later on, Jenna, what time would be best to speak to you wherein your wife is also available, or at least you've talked to her about this, so we can have our pricing director talk to you on the details of the service itself?
Let me ask real quick.
Okay.
My wife says right now would be a good time.
All right, now. Okay, so, yeah, then if that's the case, then let me go ahead and get you the pricing details and as well as my pricing director so they can answer those questions right now. So hold on, let me go ahead and get that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just check here. Okay. Now, this is actually good, right? You said that you have three generations, so I think this is something that we may be able to help you out with.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So I'm just waiting for our pricing director to be available. Oh, by the way, have you also ventured on advertising through Facebook before? Because we're also a Meta business partner. So is that something that you've done before?
No. We have a business Facebook page, but we haven't actually paid for advertising.
Oh, okay. So you just created a page then?
Yeah, we created a page, but, you know.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me just check the details here. Okay, one moment. Still checking the details if our pricing director is available. I've actually pinged him at the moment, so I'm just waiting for someone to be available. Oh, Jan, is it all right if I place you on hold for you just a quick moment?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
actually,
thank you so
if
much.
You go ahead and give me a call back in like about 10 minutes. Is that
10
okay?
Minutes.
Okay, yeah, sure. 10 minutes. Okay.
10 minutes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll call you in the next 10 minutes. Thank you.
All right, thank you.